It's an early Thursday morning at Winter Park. Players and coaches gearing up for a big game. And in the kitchen, there's plenty of activity. The Vikings food service staff is hard at work, getting ready for a big day.
We start early. We start at about 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, we wash our wings first, and we olive oil them down really good, and we season them. We then, you know, grill them off there, and then we finish them in the oven because we have so many that we do. And so it's easier just to, you know, mark them on the grill and then just finish them all in the oven. And that way, with the oven baking them evenly.
We season it with the seasoned blend, olive oil, very well. They like everything seasoned very well here. We get the grill as hot as we can get it. We sear it, both sides, as much as we can. Don't want to burn it. Don't want to overcook it. And then we finish it off in the oven at about 400 degrees until they're hard. What we mean by hard is the outside needs to be nice and crispy, nice and hard. Inside's still going to be juicy and very tender.
A new tradition this year with the Vikings takes place every Thursday. And each week, it's a day the players look forward to.
Well, we've always done chicken wings, 30-day cycle menu, so we do it once a month. But the guys had decided, hey, this is great. They love chicken wings. Let's do this every Thursday. Came from Everson, Barr, and Adrian. And they started kind of saying, hey, next week let's do barbecue. Let's do lemon pepper. You know, let's do, you know, the dry rub. You know, so this week we're doing the dry rub day with my secret dry rub ingredients.
Each Thursday, Director of Food Services Gigi McKinney and her staff cook and prepare 180 pounds of chicken wings for the Vikings players and staff. The flavors vary each week from Gigi's secret blend to the choice picked out by a player. But no matter what, the lunch is a hit with everyone.
We do a new wing every week. We ask one player that is picked by our food service director to come up with a seasoning for that week. So they love it. It's been a big hit, and it's a lot of fun for us because we get to get more involved with the players and see how they react to a different wing every week.
I think we might have went 1 week without wings. And the wings have always been such a hot commodity. So, guys always complain about, you know, what are wings? What are wings? Like, you know, like missing the wings. So she said she decided to just designate one day in a week where we're going to have wings. And that started, and then she started, you know, adding a little twist to it. So, you know, we got the lemon pepper wings, you know, we got the barbecue wings, we got the plain wings, we got the dry rub wings, and they're just a hit, man. You know, it's a hit, and, you know, guys love them. I love them, and, you know, I think it's like one of the hottest things, if not the hottest thing on the menu.
To say the concept has gone over well is an understatement. There are a few remaining pieces left over, as each week, over 125 players and staff consume all of the 180 pounds of wings. Seeing the excitement and enthusiasm the players and staff show for their hard work is what every chef aspires for in their cooking.
I love it. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and it's fun to see people get excited what you do. And they come in and they're like, ooh, chicken. And you see, obviously, they eat a lot of it, and then they come back and they take to goes, and that makes us feel good. Lets us know that we're doing our job right and that they enjoy what we're doing. There's never been a complaint on it that I've heard, and I don't think they're gonna complain because they love it. They keep coming back, so it's been fun.
It makes you feel good. It does. You know, it makes you feel good when you feel like it's loving you back. We put our love into it, and it's loving you back. So yes, absolutely, it does.